Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Nida is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'ilai Nishmas, Rabbi Eliyahu ben Harav Nota Getzel, Rochel Leah Bas Rav Yitzchak, and Chai Gittel Bas Mordechai.
Avoisai, the December 15th Shas Illuminated Siyam HaShas in Lake Terrace Hall is right around the corner. This is the last call to register for this special evening of Kavod HaTorah and Simchas HaTorah. We will have the schus to hear Divrei Chizik from Harav HaGoyin Rav Yerucham Olshin, as well as from Harav Moshe Brown, Harav Eitan Feiner, and Harav Aaron Sorsher, our guest of honor. You don't want to pass up on this one-time opportunity to meet the Magid Shir who will be flying in from around the world. 6:30 will be the reception to greet the Magid Shir, followed by the Seuda Siyam at 7:30. To make and secure your reservations for this magnificent evening, please visit shasilluminated.org/Siyam or call 203-312-SHAS. That is 203-312-7427. We are looking forward to greeting you personally.
We're learning Maseches Nida Daf Samech Aleph. We're going to start from the Mishnah on the top of Daf Samech Aleph and Aleph. The Mishnah says, Sholosh Nashim Sheyishenes Umita Achas, three women who are sleeping on the same bed, V'nimsa Dam Tachasem Sois, if there was blood under the middle woman, Kulam Tmeis, all the Nashim are Tmeis, because we are afraid that the Dam could have come from the woman adjacent to the one that the Dam was found under. So since it was found under the middle one, so both of the two other Nashim are adjacent to her, so the Dam could have came from them. That's why they're all Tmeis. Tachas Epnimis, if it was found on the woman on the inside, meaning the one closer to the wall, so Shtayim Epnimis Tmeis, because the one that it's found under, together with the woman adjacent to her, the middle one, is Tame, so those are the two inner ones. Vachitzayin Etayra, but the outer one, the one on the outside of the bed, is tar. Matach and tachas achitzena, if it was under the outer one, then again, the one adjacent to her is tamei, shtayim achitzena is tmeis, the outer one together with the middle one, v'apnim is tahira, and the inner one, which is two nashim away, is tar. Emesai v'zman sh'ovah derech maigalei semita, that's only when they came in through the foot of the bed, so they didn't pass by the outer one, avam arvu derech halel. If they went on the bed passing by the outer position, so kulin tmeis, if it was found on the outside, so even the one on the inside, it could have come from her as she was going across the bed to get to the inside. Then the Mishnah says, "Bat ka'achas mem matz nipsis teir." Let's say one of them checked herself and found there was no blood, so she could assume it came from the other one. He teiru shtayim tmeis, she's tar. And the other two are tame. Bat gushtayim u'matzah tayris. If two of them checked and found themselves tar, again, hein tayris, they'll be tar. Ushlish is tmeya. They could assume it was the third one. But shlosh devenimsa tayris, if all three of them found themselves tar, so obviously it came from one of them. So obviously the bedika, the dam, didn't remain in the isha that it was. So then kulun tmeyas, then they're all tame. And the Mishnah goes that, as the Gemara explains, your mayor wanted to compare this to the case where you knew that there was tum in one of the piles, and you checked all three piles, and you didn't find the tum in any of them. So your mayor says, similarly, all of them will be tummy, but the Chum say, in that case, maybe an animal came and removed the tumma. So the Gemara Sakasha, the Mishnah right before it, the Mishnah on Daf Samach Amid Beis, talks about the three nashim nishenis shemita achas, and there it says dam nimsa dam tachas achas mem kulin tmeis. It says all of them are tamei. So it sounds like even the one that's not adjacent to the isha that the dam was found under her, all three of them are tamei in all cases. So the Gemara says maishna reisha deloy maflik. What's the difference to reisha that doesn't make a difference between if it was found under them tzois, where all three would be tame, but if it's found under the pnimius, so only the shtayim pnimius are tame, or found under the chitzainis, only shtayim chitzainis are tame. And in the reisha it says, stam, all three are tame. So the Gemara says, amar abi ami b'mishulavis. So Rashi explains mishulavis means that they're all stuck together if their feet are intertwined. So then you have to be chayshish even if it's two nashim away. And Taisus says that Mishulavis means the other way. Mishulavis means that they're not stuck together, that they're all Mechuvenis, Kalachis, and Kaima, they're all in their place. They're separate one from the other. But essentially, It's the same teretz. It's just a matter of what the Gemara's word Mishalovitz means. Mashma yistar shemikim benayim. And this is the pshat of all the Rishonim. The Rambam, the Rajma, the Ramban, the Rosh, the Ravid. That halacha l'maisa, if the three women were sleeping separately, they didn't crown onto each other. They each had their own place in the bed. So then we assume that while it could go from one to the other, to the woman that's adjacent to her, but it can't go to two women away. Masha'en Cain, if the women were all stuck together, so then Yechayshish even from the Pnimius to the Chitzayna. Now the Rishonim bring two Chidushim from the Ravid, the Negei of the Sugya. The Ravid's in the Sefer Bali Nefesh LaRavid. One Chidush the Ravid says is that we're only talking about a case where they're sleeping, or we had a Gemara earlier, and the Samach HaMedeis with a Teichen HaBerechayim, because there, people tend to move around when they're sleeping. There tends to be a lot of movement when they're sleeping, so therefore, even if the stain is under one of the women, it could have been under the, could have came really from the adjacent woman, or even in the case with a Dvuka Zubazu, even from two women away. Mashenkein, if they're not sleeping, they were just sitting on a bench or lying on a bed completely awake. So then, wherever you were, that's where the Kesem is Tamei. You don't say it went anywhere else from where the woman was. So if there was a Kesem on the bed, if the Isha would say exactly where she was on the bed, and she wasn't where the Kesem was, so that's it. So then she's not Tamei. If she's sleeping, so then she could have turned from here to there. So therefore, you have to be chayshish more. Hashenkin, if she's awake or she's sitting, so then it's not a problem. That's the chiddush of the Ravid, and it's brought in the other Rishonim and the Rashba and the Rosh. It's also brought in the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch. But the Taz asks a kasha that why is the Isha Neman to say where she was on the bed? He brings the halacha in chayshim mishmat. It's in Simenai and Tes Sifyan Aleph that if somebody says, somebody was claimed, I lent you a mana on the side of this pole. And the fellow says, I've never went to that pole in my life. And two witnesses come and say he did go by that pole. They don't know if he ever borrowed money, but they said he did go by the pole. So you would think maybe it's Huxa the Kafir, and you see that he said a false claim. He said he never was by that pole, and he was. So maybe he won't believe it. So the Shulchan Aruch says, no, because a person doesn't remember where he was. A person could say an ever was by the pole because kol musad l'ramyan aleinchi lavadaite. It's not something which he put in his memory bank. It's not something which he made a mental note of. So therefore he doesn't remember. So the Taz says if that's true, a person can't remember exactly where he was or where he wasn't. Why would a Isha be in a menace to say, I was on this bed, but I was on this spot, not on that spot. It's not something which a person would pay attention to. Anything you don't make a mental note of, you don't remember. So the Taz says that she'd only been a menace to say that if it immediately after she left the bed, they found the Kesem. So then she could say, happened right then. No, I was on this particular spot on the bed. I never went near the spot where the Kesem was. That's where the other Isha was. But if it happened any length of time after she left the bed, of course she would never remember where she was on the bed, and she's not in a menace to say that she wasn't there. So the Nekudas HaKesef says it's different, because here he says, I never walked past the pole. Okay, maybe he did, he doesn't remember. But here, where she's saying something, which is negayet to Issa v'heter, she wouldn't say it unless she really remembers. Since it's negayet to Issa v'heter, and she says she wasn't there, we could believe her. Over there, by the case of the claim, he knows he didn't borrow money from him. So it's not negayet if he walked past the pole. So in order to bolster his claim, he says, I never walked past the pole, because he doesn't remember walking past the pole. Find out that he did walk past the pole. Okay, he's not a Huxa the Kafirin. He can't remember such a thing. It's not negayet. But here it's negayet to a Shaila Vissa Veheter. And she says, I never was there. Then we believe her. That's what the Nekudas HaKesef says. But that's a chiddush in Nekudas HaKesef, because you would say it's tamisvara that your memory plays a trick on you. Since at the time it was insignificant, you didn't make a mental note of it, so now you don't remember doing it because it was insignificant, even if it now it is negei issa v'heter. The Torah's Shlomim brings a raya from a different place in Shulchan Aruch, from Aruch Chaim, Simen Tav Mem Zayin, where there it says that if they prepared vinegar or something before Pesach, and they didn't make a special kashal of Pesach run, they prepared vinegar, they weren't planning on using the vinegar for Pesach. And then he says, yeah, but I remember clearly that there was no chametz went in. There was no chametz around. It says, we don't believe him. If he was planning on doing it for Pesach, then he's careful. If he wasn't planning on doing it for Pesach, so maybe even though now he says, I know that there wasn't any chametz, I remember that there was no chametz, maybe there was chametz, he didn't pay attention to it. So you see, you say the same svara of Musli Rami Eliyinshi Lavadaite, even though afterwards he's being made Lagabi Yisru. So there's a Shlomo says, maybe it's a special kula by Ksamim. Maybe it's a special kula by Ksamim. Ksamim is their Abanim, we'll make her, that we allow her, we believe her when she says that she wasn't there. But there are other Peskim, the Sejitara, that go with the Taz, it's only right away, that you don't say Kumbus Ram Lishay, right away, she could tell you exactly where she was. But if there's any time elapsed, then already, even though she says, I know I wasn't in the place where the Kesem was, you say, no, I'm called Milsa de Ramalin Shilavadaite. Another Kiddush they bring from the Ravid, and the Ravid asked the Kasha, that we say earlier in the 8th Perek, that if you have, if Aisha finds a Kesem on her Choluk, Aisha finds a Kesem on a garment, so it doesn't matter where on the garment it is, a garment could flop here to there, it could flop around. So therefore, wherever it is on the garment, it's tameh. Even if it wouldn't seem to be connected to Eis HaMakom, but the garment flips here, flips there, it could be anywhere. So that's the question. So the three women on the bed, why don't we say that the bed sheet could flip here, could flip there, it should be like a chaluk, it should be like a garment that could flip anywhere. So the Ravid says, Enechanami, if you found it on the bed sheet could be who knows where. But told me you found it on the actual bed, on the mattress or on the bed. If the bed didn't have a mattress, however the bed was made, but it wasn't found on the sheet, which could flip around, it was found on the bed. That's what the Ravid says. So the Rosh says, I would agree with the Ravid on the upper sheet. And there was a sheet that's used to cover the women, of course that could flip anywhere. But the lower sheet, the sheet that's used to cover the bed, that would stay put. That wouldn't necessarily flip anywhere. But the Achrayim say that the Ravid sounds like he said it even on the lower sheet, because even the lower sheet flips around a lot. I saw in the Badei HaShulchan, he says, today's fitted sheets wouldn't be bechlal. Today's fitted sheets we see don't move. But among when they didn't have fitted sheets, they just had a sheet that was on the bed that wasn't a fitted sheet, it could move around a lot. So I'm not talking about a chaluk. The Ravid says, no, it's the difference between the upper sheet and the lower sheet. But the Achrayim say, the Ravid is saying it even, the Rosh says, the chaluk in the upper sheet and lower sheet, but the Ravid, the chaluk is even the lower sheet, flips around a lot. Now the Rashba says something else interesting. He says, that we say that the dam only could go from one woman to the woman that's adjacent, unless they were sleeping stuck together, is only if there are other women in the bed. So in that case, the woman would prevent her from traveling too far. Mashenkin, if she's the only woman in the bed, she's the only Isha in the Mita. So then, if she's sleeping, again, if she's up, we said from the Ravid that she could know exactly where she was. But if she's sleeping, so she flaps all over the place, so anywhere it's on the bed, even if it's some distance away, the distance that would be two women away, it's still Tameh, and he says two reasons for it. One is that no one's preventing her from moving anywhere on the bed. So therefore, with Chayshah, so while she's sleeping, she could be anywhere on the bed. And the second reason he says is because when there's another woman there, so the dam could have come from the other woman. But if there's only one Isha on the bed, so where'd the dam come from? It has to come from somewhere. So Mela, we say it came from her. Now state in the Rajba. So I saw an interesting Zach in the Badei HaShulchan that we had in the Gemara earlier, and the Samacham and Beis, that if you have three Nashim in the Mita, and one of them is Muberis and one's not Muberis, you have one that's Mesulekis Midarim, she's Muberis, and one that's more Becheskes Rei, she's not Muberis, so you tailor always and they're not Muberis. You have one Menekis and one not Menekis, one's a Kena and one not Zekena, so a tailor always in the one that's more likely to have them. So he brings down from, I think it's the Prideya, that declares, let's say I have two nashim mu'ubaris and one isha that's not mu'ubaris sleeping together in a bed, and the two nashim mu'ubaris are on the inside, the one that's not mu'ubaris is on the outside, and it was found under the inside one. So normally, all three would be the same. So the two inside ones are tamei, the outside one is tar. But here, the two inside ones are mu'ubaris, and the outside one is einu mu'ubaris. So maybe they could be tail in the einu mu'ubaris. It was masupik, but the Bnei Shulchan says it's mafurish in the Ramban, and it's mustarba that way, that no, we don't say this kesem came from the outside woman. We say the kesem came from the inside woman. So even betzir of the fact that the outside woman was not mu'ubaris and the inside woman were mu'ubaris, you're still not going to say it came from the outside woman. You're still going to say it came from the inside one, one of the inside ones, and memela, they'll be tamei, the two nashim mu'ubaris on the inside will be tamei, the one that's einu mu'ubaris on the outside will be tar. But it clears in Jassant the Shail like this. What if the two nashim on the inside were basulas shloihi giyaz man liris v'loi rasa? A basula, a young girl, which never had a riya before, and she's also not yet in the time, in the age where she could have a riya. So in that case, her kesem is tar. Even if she has a kesem, she's tar. Since she's loihi giyaz man liris and loi rasa, that's the halacha, her kesem is completely tar. So Gemara earlier in that fei. We say the kesem came from somewhere else. So the Bnei Shulchan declares, what will be the halacha if you have two girls that are lo yigiyaz man aliris v'lo rasa sleeping on the inside, and one older woman that is a raya that's on the outside, and it's found under the inside one. But eifin that normally, if they all three would be the same, so dafka the two pnimis would be tamei, and the outside would be tar. But here, the two pnimis anyway not tamei, because they're lo higiyaz man aliris v'lo rasa. So now is the chitzayna tamei. As I quiet there, Shiloh, he's not sure. If we're dealing with two mu'ubaris and one not mu'ubaris, two zakenis and one not zakena, two menekis and one not menekis, I've added the two mu'ubaris, the two zakenis, the two menekis, they're tamei. The chitzayna is tar. Because they have a shaykhis of tumas ksamim. It's just, it's more likely the other one. But here, no. Here, it's only, we only tell the chitzayna. We're not telling, only tell the primis. We're not telling the chitzayna. But what if the two ones on the inside of lahi giyaz man aliris v'lai rasa, and in that case, the stam don't have tumas ksamim, could we then say at least that the chitzayna should have tumas ksamim? So I think it's totally in these two terutzim of the Rajba. The Rajba says, if there's one woman on the bed, and the dam is found a few feet away, but even that it'll be two nashim away. Zakta, this one woman is tamei. He says two reasons for it. A, because no one's preventing her. Normally, if the other women in the bed, they prevent her from moving too far. Here, no one's preventing her. And the second is because dam ze meheichan ba. So if we're going with the first tam, so that would apply even if the two nashim are Tinaikish Legi is Manalir's Lairasa, because they prevent her from going. So we know the dam didn't come from her. We also don't assume the dam came from them. So Zehu, they're all tar. But if the Ikisvar is the dam Zem Eichan Ba, so since we can't be tailored the dam in Tinaikish Legi is Manalir's Lairasa, we're anyway not tailored. Even if the Kesem was found on their begotten, we're not tailored the dam in them. So Yivaita can have the same dam zem meheichan ba, and Yivaita can be tam in the chitzayin. It depends what the ikir is. If the ikir smar of the Rashba is, they only say it when there's a meneah, here also there's a meneah. So you wouldn't be matam in the chitzayin even in this case, even though you can't be matam in the primius. Because there's a meneah. You can't be matam in the primius because the lo yigi is man aliris, v'lo yirasa. You can't be tam in the chitzayin because she wasn't there and there's a meneah. But if the smar is even without that, Stam, dam ze meichan ba, she must have been there. So here, since the other nashim are tinaikish laigi is manis lairasa, and we never tell the dam of them, so you're inviting and have the same dam ze meichan ba, and then you will be metam in the chitzayna, kein early bashit. Now one more zach on this inyan, the inyan of batka. Our Mishnah talks about if she's batka, umatsa tahira. The Mishnah previously talks about if she's batka and matzah tameya, right? The Mishnah previously said that if one of them is baidik and finds itself tamei, so then everyone could be tail in her. And here it says if one is baidik and finds itself tar, so then she is already mufka since it could have been from another isha, so her bedik and its matzah tar is matar her, and you say the other one's a tamei, unless all three of them are baidik, and then Al Karchach, the dam came from an isha that found the self tar now, so then you don't know which one, so again all three would be tummy. Now the Mishnah earlier, the Gemara mentioned that she's batka atzma b'shir veses, she's batka mamash immediately. That's the only time that if one's baidik a matzah tmeya, you can matzah on the other ones. Mashengen, if she's batka after the shir veses, if it's not mamash immediately, so then her being tmeya won't be matzah on the other ones. And Taisus Red Zeis, he can't even do a B'dikas Charen Ustak in Mashir Vesis. You'd have to do just Kancha. Because the amount of time it takes to do the B'dikas Charen Ustak is already more than Mashir Vesis. So Batka would have to Dafka be Kancha. That's the only thing you could do Mashir Vesis, like we learned earlier in the second Perek. You can't get into the Isamakim to the Charen Ustakim. You just have to wipe on the outside. If she's Tamei then, so then she can be Matzel, otherwise not. So there's a shayla there, in that Gemara, it won't be ma'arich too much, it's really on the previous blot. But first of all, the Rosh doesn't paskin that way. The Rosh doesn't paskin you need teich she'evesis, because he says the Gemara is mavur that it's a machlekes, bar pada and herbeishia, and b'ksamim shaymum lahakel. But Rav Yishayim hold not like the Rosh. Rav Yishayim hold that since it says, Om Rav Yudah Merav, Vuh Shabbat Ka'asim B'Shevesis, and he holds like Bar Pada, so we go like Rav Yudah Merav, and you can only be Matar the other ones if you bought Kibbutak Shevesis. There's also another shmuz in the Rishaynim. If the Taich Shevesis is that the Metzias Kasim was when they were still on the bed, and that's with the Taich Shevesis, and then it really can't apply, Lamashal, to let's say the Vesis was found on a Chaluk, which is Bedikah is obviously after the Teich She'evesis. Or let's say they got off the bed and they didn't know about the Kesem till later and they were Bedik Teich She'evesis at the Metzias HaKesem. Would that work? That's a shmuz in the Rishayim. It's a shmuz in the Paiskim. Then Kamakal Maharich. But Benigeya our Mishnah, by Batku Matzah Tahira, so here the Gemara doesn't mention that it has to be Teich She'evesis. The Rambam also is Meduyik in Perek Tes Halach Lamed Beis, by matzah atzim tmei, he says, batka achas an atzim miyad. And halacha laman hey, he doesn't mention miyad. So they're ready the nitziv in Meroi Mesada, they're semeach liam. And others, a medayik that the Rambam holds, that here you don't need to be miyad. As I remember some statement furish in the hasagas of Rabbeinu Zrachel Levi, the hasag of the Balamar on the Raivin and Balanefesh, and as I also the Rashba says, in Teres of Ayis HaKatzer, that by matzah atzmei tmei you need miyad, by matzah atzmei tmei you do not need miyad. But l'maisa the Ramban in Ilchus Nida and the Ravid in Bali Nefesh, and that's the psak of the Tur in the Shulchan Aruch, they paskin by batka atzmei tmei you also need miyad. Rabbi Kivega on the Gilyan of the Shulchan Aruch is bothered a little bit, because the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch says that kancha, he says the same word of kancha, by matz asa tmeya and matz asa matoya, because since you need the bedika to be miyad, he's saying it's not a bedika schar nistakin. But Rabbi Kivega is very bothered. L'chay without a bedika schar nistakin, how do you know she's tar? Maybe the dam is inside. L'chay, he says, the pshat is that as long as you have the kinuach teich she'evesis, so that's already good enough. The cloth was there the whole time. By tmeya, I think the word is like this. By tmeya, if you do bedik ischarin istakin, so it could be the dam came later. You don't know the dam was there right away. You have to be able to find the actual dam teich she'evesis in order to mitire the other ones. Now, shaking why by tahir we should be mitire herself, as long as the aid was there by isim makim teich she'evesis, and then the aid did the whole charin istakin, so you know for sure if there was dam there teich she'evesis, it would have ended up on the aid. So even though you didn't look at the aid right away, even though the aid stayed around to bait the Charen Ustakim, we're talking about Matzah Tahira. So since the aid was there right away, we know for sure there was no dam there, Teich She'evesis. But Rabbi Kveg is bothered. If you don't mind to do a bedikas schar nistakim, why would you be tar? He buys the tzarech in on the Shulchan Aruch. But al kopanim, I want to say over a geshmak of pshant from the Gayin. It's not like the Rishenim. I write from the Vilna Gayin. Together with my Havana to answer the Rishash's Ha'ar on it, which is not exactly the way the Talmidim of the Gayin wrote over the Gayin. We don't have his ksav. This Gayin is written by the Talmidim. So I was scared to say this pshat and Gayin, but then I saw that in the Taisus Chadashim, on the side of the Mishnayis, he says, Mam Mishmai Pshat, I think Itaka could be the Richtig of Pshat and the Gayin. And the pshat's like this. The Gayin was bothered with the Rishenim. The Rishenim are making a chilek that if all the Nashim are sleeping separately, so in that case, the din is that only the woman who has the dam under and the woman adjacent to her is tameh. So that's why if it's imsayis, so all of them are tameh. But if it's chitzayna, the shtayim chitzayna is tameh, the pnimis is tar. And if it's in the pnimis, the shtayim pnimis is tameh and the chitzayna is tar. But when they're all sleeping together, all mixed together, they're all davuk and talk of zelazeh, so then everyone's tameh. And the guy says, he doesn't think that's right. Lamai says, even if they're all sleeping together, talk of zelazeh, it's still only the adjacent woman would be tameh. So what does the Gemara mean by Mishulavis? He just means that they're all together on the bed at the same time. As opposed to in the first Mishnah, the pshan in the first Mishnah is that they're in the bed one after the other. The first Mishnah means they were yishena b'mita achas, like they were leveshes chalak achas. It means one after the other. And the second Mishnah means all at the same time. That's the Gemara Shaila. Why was the Reisha not maflik and the Sefer maflik? And Ravami says Mishulavis, meaning that the Sefer Sumat, they're all in the bed at the same time. Mashenki in the Reisha was Bezuah Chizu. So the way we have the Gayin, he says, Ubahachi Nicha, how come the first Mishnah, by Batka Matzah Tumeya, it only says one. It says, Batka Achasan and Matzah Tumeya, he Tumeya Shteim Tahiris. Mashenki, by the second Mishnah, there, it doesn't say one, it says all three. It says, Bat Katsu Matzah Tahira, He Tahir Shtayim Tameyas. Bat Gishtayim Matzah Tahiris, Hein Tahiris Shlishis Tameyas. Shlashin Matzah Tahiris Kulim Tameyas. But it says one and two and three. And the first Mishnah only says one. He says, why is that? Tahiris is Pashit. The Bedik has to be Miyat. So if they're all three in the bed at the same time, so then they could all do the Bedik and Miyat. So it's negeya. One baidik, two baidik, three baidik, it's negeya. Masha'in kain, if they're on the bed, zachezeh. And the Gayin's naming on, the bedika has to be miyad when she was on the bed. It's not good enough, miyad achenem tziyas a kesem. So talking about you found the kesem after the third one. So only the third one could be baidik. The other two, the bedika wouldn't help because it's not miyad. So male, that's why the original Mishnah, the first Mishnah, the one in Samach Hamad Beis doesn't say that the other ones are Baidik. That's a shtickle from the Gayin that we have, both in the Eliyahu Rabbah and the Mishnayis and the Bir Agra printed in the back of the Gemara. So the Rishash comments that he doesn't need a kasha so shtak. He doesn't need a shtel of the Gayin. The Gayin is shteling zich. Why in the previous Mishnah it only mentions one is Nematz Achis Umatzah Tmeya, and this Mishnah goes to all three. He says, in the previous Mishnah, once we know that if one finds herself Tmeya, the other one's a Tar, there's no Chiddush now that if the second finds herself Tmeya, that the third one's Tar, there's no Chiddush that she's Tmeya, she found herself Tmeya. There's no Chiddush that the third one's Tar, the third one was already Tar even when only one was Baidik. So now that two are Baidik, now she should be Tmeya as well, that wouldn't make any sense at all. There's Bechal no more Chiddush. You know everything already. One's Baidik, she finds herself Tmeya. So the other two are Tairis. Of course, if another was Baidik, she finds herself Tmeya. Of course she's Tmeya. And of course the third one remains Tar. And if the third one finds herself Tmeya, of course she's also Tmeya. There's mamish no more Chiddush left. Mashenkin in this Mishnah, so there could be a Chiddush, because Bat Katsu Matzah Tairis, she's Tar. Of course it could be from the other two. But maybe if a second one's Baidik, are ready to say that it doesn't go by the Raiv, are ready to be Patelin in the Miyat, I mean, maybe not. And even if you're going to say that's not a Chiddush, which the Chayyur it is, but I'll call upon him, that much is a Chiddush, that when all three are Baidik, then you can't be Seilich on it, and then they all become Tamei. And that's what the Gemara brings in. The Rabbeinu and the Rabbanan, the Rabbeinu want to bring a Raya from there to the case of the three Galim. So Al-Kopanim, the Mishnah certainly wanted to say the case where all three were Baidik, which again, by Batka Matzah Tmeh is B'chol Ma'negei. If all three are Baidik and found themselves Tmeh, of course they're Tameh. But here's the Chiddush that all three are Baidik and find themselves Tar, they're Tameh. That's a very big Chiddush. So good. So the Mishnah goes about Draga. If one found the Tar, she's Tar, the rest are Tameh. The second one, then the two are Tar, the rest are Tameh. The third one, now they're all Tameh. But Lechayer is tiny, very good. What's the guy in shtel? Then how come the first Mishnah only had one Isha being Baidik and found herself Tamei? Mashenke in the second Mishnah had all three of them Baidik and found themselves Tar. And the guy has to answer. Because the first Mishnah was Bezach Hazah, so only one could be Baidik. The other two are not Miyad. Mashenke in this Mishnah, the Oba Vasach said all three could be Baidik. Lechayer much more Bashit. When you Batka Matzah Tamei, after we know that one's Batka Matzah Tmeh, the other one's a Tar, that's it. You don't need any more Chiddush of the other one being Baidik. Hashem Kane, by Batka Matzah Tmeh, Lechayin is a Chiddush at even two, you could say. And Zichin is a Chiddush that by three we say they're all Tameh. And the Mishnah would say to make that Jaga. Lechayin, Shver on the Gain. So I thought, and Shuv Matzasi Mamish is more than Tais Kadoshim on the side of the Mishnais, and the Gain really had a different Kasha, which is the Chayin Peldika Kasha. The Mishnah previously had a case of Kul and Tmeya, and this Mishnah had a case, Akapanim, by when you found in them, Tzayis of Kul and Tmeyas. And the Mishnah previously talked about what happens if one is Baidik and found herself Tmeya. And this Mishnah talks about what happens if one is Baidik and found herself Tahira. Why did the Mishnah split it up that way? Avada, the din of Batka Matzah Tahira would apply equally in the previous Mishnah. And Avada, the din of Batka Matzah Tmeh would apply equally in this Mishnah. Like Taizatav Red Zesais. If it doesn't ask the Kasha, why would the Mishnah split it up? It's a Pella. Why the Mishnah before that talks about the three Nashim, that they're all Tmeyais, talk about Batka Matzah Tmeh? And then we have a new Mishnah of the three Nashim, the Childik, it's saying it's the previous Mechuli. And then we talk about Batka Matzah Tahira. Why? Why not? On both Mishnayis, it should say both cases. It should say these two Mishnayis and then say it in all these cases. Batka Matzah Tmeh is Azai, Batka Matzah Tahira is Azai. But the Fila Gain is very Miyoshiv. Because Batka Matzah Tmeh, the Chiddush of Batka Matzah Tmeh is when one is Baidik, period. You don't have to say anymore, like the Rosh Hashanah and Zayis. Masha'en came by Batka Matzah Tahira. The Mishnah wants the red ice that Batka Matzah Tahira works, but not if all of them are Baidik. So the case of Batka Matzah Tahira has to include all three Abaydik. Oh! So since, according to the Gain, the previous Mishnah is Tumah Bezach Hazah, and the Bedik has to be Tarek Shevasis, so by definition only one could be Baidik, so you can't discuss Batka Matzah Tahira in the previous Mishnah, because you can only discuss one Bedika, and Batka Matzah Tahira you're going to have to discuss all three. That is the halacha of Batka Matzah Tahira. So that's why, in that case, we're talking about they slept with Zachazah, so the Vayelva could only say the din of Batka Matzah Tmeh. That's the only din that's negated to that. Here, we're talking about the old slept of Asachas. Here, we could discuss Batka Matzah Tmeh, because we could discuss all three being Baidik, because all three could be Baidik Tarkshir Vesis. Lulay de Mistafina, I would say that's what the guy really said. He just explained to his Talmidim why in that Mishnah, there could only be one Bedika, and this Mishnah, we could have all three Bedikas. But they thought he was answering the kasha why that Mishnah didn't say all three bedikas. And that, like the Rosh Hashanah explains, that's not shver b'chlal. You didn't have to say all three bedikas in that Mishnah. What he's really explaining is why we separated the din of Batka Matzah Tmeh for the case of Zach Hazeh, because that's negated with one bedika, and by Zach Hazeh you can only have one bedika, and we didn't say the din of Batka Matzah Tmeh there, because there the din requires three bedikas in order to get the din b'shleimus. So we have to wait for this Mishnah where all three of the Abba Masachas to say it in the Batka Matzah Tahira. That's what I would say, and I found Mamrish's worth in the Teis Chadashin on the Mishnais. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara then discusses, the Gemara got into the discussion of Gedaliah ben Achikam, that he didn't listen to the Eitz of Yochanan ben Kareach, that told him that Yishmael ben Netanya wants to kill him, and therefore He, because of that, everyone got killed, so he was responsible for it, because he should have been chash for it. He should have been mechash. The Gemara there says, Amar Rava, hai lishna bisham, afgav du kabul lemi boy. Even though you're not allowed to be makablet, you're not allowed to believe it, but mechash lemi boy, you are mechuyiv to be chashish for it. And the Chavetz Chaim explains, you're mechuyiv to act whatever is necessary to make sure that no one gets hurt, not you, not anyone else, if the thing is true. And the Gemara brings the Maisa, Hani b'nei Galila, the nafak la'yakala d'ktel nafsha. The b'nei Galila, there was a rumor they killed someone. Also, the kamed Reb Typhon, they came to Reb Typhon. Armulei l'taminimah, they told them they want Reb Typhon to hide them. Armulehu, he told them, Echin Avid, what should I do? E la'yat shumanayichu, if I'm not going to hide you, chazi yasayichu. They're going to see you and you're going to be in trouble. But at shumanayichu, if I do hide you, Amar Rabbanan, ha'ilish nebisha avaga b'kamul le'boi, mechish le'miboi, I have to be chayishis that maybe you really did kill him. Zilu atan tarmen of shaykh, I want you to hide yourselves. Adkan the Gemara. So I want to discuss three sugyas, three halachas, when he gave this maisa with the b'nei Galila and Reb Typhon. First, legabe kabbalas l'shen harat. Second, legabe, what Rashi says is an isser to be matzler at tzeach. And the third, legabe halacha, are you mechuyiv to put yourself in a suffix sakana, to save yourself from a vada sakana? Because this Gemara is brought in reference to all three of these halachas. So first, b'negei kabbalas l'shen erav. Rashi says, l'mecha shmi boy is, koshem araktem, v'asal atzal eskem, maybe you killed and it's asa for me to save you. And Taisa says, he brings from the Shultis, that maybe you killed and if I hide you, I'm going to be in trouble. I'm going to get into trouble. And Taisa says, that's what Mechish is. Mechish is in a place where it might come to harm either for you or for someone else. So the Marshal says, don't be medai from Taisa that you should save the life of a Ritzeach. Because you don't. And we're going to get into that soon. It's also to save the life of a Ritzeach. He says, "Ken yevdu kalev Hashem." But here it will be mutter to save because it's a suffix. And suffix nefashis lakal. That's why Taisa they bring in the Sakana aspect. And then he says, "Va'oin shemamidim adam acheskes kashusav eimah bevadei leharek." For Oid, he has a cheskes kashus. So it's not only it's not a suffix, it's a vade that he didn't kill. So it sounds like the mashal is too stunning. Is it pshant when you cheshish lashon hara, it's a suffix, but lamaisa you save him because a suffix nefashis lachal if it wouldn't be a sakana? Or is it pshant? No, it's a vade he didn't kill. It's only a cheshash if it's negeya that someone will get harmed. So the Chavetz Chaim, Klal Vav, in the Berimah Chaim Sefkat and Chafei, says that the Rosh says Klal like the second Teretz. When the Rosh brings Rashi, he says, Shem Arak Devas Latzal Eskem. So he says, V'teimu L'farish Kein, V'chim Yetze Kol Adam Shechot V'shul Kol Baal Miyasal Latzal Navshay. If there's a Kol that somebody did something wrong because of a Kol, you're not going to save him. Teimu! Right? This the Rosh is nemming on that it's not a Safik B'chlal. It's only a Din Chashash if someone's going to get harmed, either you or somebody else. And he says, "Be'inyan acher osafil lachash lashanar lemina klal." Any other thing besides for taking the necessary steps of precaution, it's also to believe lashanara or even to be lachashvid at all. It's a vaday like the Marshal says. He has a cheskes kashrus. Hazak the Chavetz Chaim, if the Marshal knew the Rosh, then the Marshal, this first teretz is just the Rav for the Milsa. Even if it be a suffix, I could hear that there's a different suffering of Adai. If Adai and Allah to save him, a suffering you are, suffering the Farshish Lakal. But grant, it's not even a suffering. But a Shaila, so what's Pshani Rashi? So then there's Rashi, not unlike the Rosh, there's Rashi Odel Lamechish Rubai, means that it is a suffering. So the Chavetz Chaim later in Sif Yud, the Enklavav, he says that Rashi also holds away. He brings a Chloe Rashi in Gittin Naf Mem Zayin. In Gittin Naf Mem Zayin, it says that there was somebody who was a Shavli, and Rabbani wanted to be paid to him. Pidyon Shvuyim. So they told him, 1 second, he's an Eichel Nevelis. You're not paid an Eichel Nevelis. So he said, no, he's an Eichel Nevelis of Te'oven. If someone does an Avail of Te'oven, even if he does it many times, he's still paid to him. But they said, but he's a Shavik Keter Vachal Yisurim. Even when he can have a chance to have the Kashur meat, he still eats an Availis. So he's a Mumma Lahachis. So he says, no, then Enichanami told the person, I can't be paid to you. And Rashi says, Eidim Eidu Olav Kach. That's what Rashi says, Agit Mem Zayin. Why do you say Eidim? Why do you say that people heard? There was a Shmua. Rashi says, even Rashi's masking that from a Shmua. And like the Rosh says, with such a Pshitas, Stam that there's a Shmua. That somebody's a Mum Reichel Nevelos Lachis. That's not gonna patter you from saving him. So what's Pshat in this Rashi? Why? Because of the Kail, did Reb Typhon not want to save them? So he says to Malchim, either he says, because here, saving a Ritzeich is worse. You save somebody, even if the extra Eifin, that he is a Mumarech and Levelos Lachis, nothing happened. So Mela, no one's going to get hurt by it. So Mela, there's no Din Lachish, you have to save him. Mashenkin, if you save it, say, you can call other people. Yeah, fish is reichu down be Yisrael. It's not a good habit to save Reitzchim. It can really affect, it could affect other people. Other people can get killed. So b'chai gavim, there is a din lachosh. And then he says another pshat, which he says is more mistab in the Lashon HaGemara. Reb Tarfon told them to hide themselves. If there was an issue to save them, so why did he tell them to hide themselves? He should have said, I'm not doing anything, period. Don't bother me. L'mecha shmi mibayi. But no, he told them to hide themselves. He was clearing what to do. He didn't want to leave them. He didn't want to leave them exposed. Maybe they didn't kill. The Teretz says they had an Eitzah. There was an Eitzah they can hide themselves. He told them the Eitzah. So since anyway there is an Eitzah they can hide themselves, you didn't need them to hide them. So that's what Rashi holds. If the pshat was that there was no din lachush, so if I didn't want to do the mitzvah of saving them, he wouldn't tell them to save themselves. Now that there's din lachush, so the pshat is they're going to get saved anyway. So there, you have to be chayshish taki for the Yisr of saving a Ritzeach. But it's Mavur and Rashi and Gidin that from a koil, and that's why he's a swar, that's why he's stating the Rosh, that from a koil, you're not going to be potter from doing any chiv you have to because of a koil. The lachish miyubay is not even a suffix, it's just tamach shash, what's negeya, to your harm, other people's harms, then you react, but otherwise, you mechuyiv and all the chiyuvim that you have, that's what the Chavetz Chaim says. The second akuda is about this Rashi that says it's osul hatzul, shemar aktiv osul hatzul eskim and alad esevir itzeach. And like we spoke out the Marshal says that the Shultis and Taisis and the Rosh are also maskim. They're just saying that a koil wouldn't be enough. But if you know b'teres v'alai that somebody killed, it's also to save them. And l'chayr, it sounds a bit shver because he's not mechuyiv misa in Bezdin. If you do find a din by Mumrim and Meisrim, and a Mumr that's Eichel Nevelos Lahakis, the Nim Ridin V'leimalin, you find such a thing, someone's an Apikaris, a Minim, a Muslim, Apikursim, but Ritzicha, L'chayr, it doesn't say that he was a Mumr for Ritzicha, he did it one time, he got angry. Avishtei Dasa Lahatzel, the Mashal is Mashma, that it's also din of din in the fascists, even though there's no Sanhedrin and you're not allowed to kill them because there's no din in the fascists, but Lamai said that, if a Zoy Vait, you're not allowed to save them. Then he says there's a bunch of Makairis to this. There's a Sefer Chasidim from Yudah Chasid, Simon Tafresh Pei Gimel. He brings the Pasuk in Mishlei, Perich Avches Pasuk Gitzayin, Odom Ashik Bedam Nefesh, Adbar Yonis Al Yismechubay. If a person killed, then even if he runs away, you can't help him. You can't support him. And he says, he brings down this Gemara, and he says, if somebody's a Ritzeach, and he comes to save himself, whether he's a Yid or a Goy, he can't save him. The Chavetz Yor, and Simon Kuf Memvav, and the Shelos Yavitz, Chelik Beis, Simon Tess, they're both Marchiv about it. The Shelos Yavitz, Zichar also holds that way, Allah HaLamaisa. And that's him, Ritzeach has to die. That's the din. The Ritzeach has to die. Navas, we can't kill him, but if he's gonna die for the Ritzich, it's Bechlal no din to save him. He was saying a Chiddush, he can't pass Kinfim, so I didn't make a Shvur Sheket to save himself. The Chavetz Yor is also Marich on it, and Simon Kuf Memvav, he's not 100% sure. I mean, he says in Jesant, you know, he says this Chilik, but he's not a Mumalachis, he did it once. And he says, Lachari, that's Pashit, if he's in Pekuach Nefesh for some other tzad, he happens to be Ritzich, but his God, his life's in danger for a different tzad, not because of the Ritzicha. He says, Pasha Yomachuyiv to save him. It's only because of the Ritzicha, that's episode din from din in the fascist. He says, the Olam says that the neshama of the Nirtzach doesn't get any rest until the Ritzach is killed for his Ritzicha. It's Dafka din that's being killed for this Ritzicha, you can't save him. Well, the Makar is Agamara. That's what the Sefer Chassidim brings. That's what they all bring. The Makar is Agamara. Very Mechudish to Gedin. It's not mashman of vart is only because he might kill somebody else. Could be even if you know he won't kill someone else. But thus alone, for doing this Ritzicha, there's a din mis on him, I'll call upon him as a vait, if you know he did it, that you can't save him if he's going to be killed for that Ritzicha. There's an Archlaner here that wants to learn in Rashi that Asul HaTzlaska means because it's dangerous. And there's no Machlekes Rashi in the Shultis. It sounds like the Archlaner wants to be shail this pshat that you're not allowed to save a Ritzach. The fee what the Aruch Laner is saying, there's no makar to it. But like we said, the Marshal, the Sefer Chassidim, the Chavetz Yor, the Shelos Yavetz, they're all naming on, and then Gemara Shteiti Chiddush, that you can't save a Ritzach, they bring a Pasuk in Mishlei. Now, there's also another Shmuz, which goes right in the Shaila, what's the Pshat in Taisus? The Agoyis Yaivitz on the Gemara asks Kasha. Taisus is saying that Reb Tarfon's problem was that if he saves them, he might get in trouble, he might get killed for saving them. So Frank the Yaivitz, what does have to do with Lishna Bisha of Lamechesh Mimiboyi? The trouble he'll get for harboring a fugitive, for helping them escape the law, what's the difference if they actually killed or didn't kill? The Malchus thought they killed, or at least was suspecting that way. That's what they wanted to get him. Elamai, they're only gonna get Reb Tarfon in trouble if Klapei Emes they killed. I mean, Reb Tarfon could say he had no idea. He thought they were innocent. It's a little dachuk, the case. I mean, Akasha Femaisev is a little dachuk, the case. Why would it be Ningeya, Lagandi Sakana, if they did kill or didn't kill? But Lamaisa, some Gdele Achroinim did learn that the Pshan and Taisus is that if they kill, then it will be a Sakana. If they didn't kill, it wouldn't be a Sakana. Because in Simit, Nechayshimish, but Simit Tavcha Vav, the Mechaba says Halacha, that if somebody's in danger, he's drowning, robbers are getting him, a Chayra is getting him, you mechuyiv to save him from being dead, mechuyiv to save him, l'samen odam reyecha. So the Sma brings that the guy Smaimini quotes a Yerushalmi that says that you mechuyiv, even if it's a suffix sakana for you, a guy's being chased by a bandit, and the pshat is, if you go and save him, he might kill both of you. It's a suffix sakana, but him it's a vadeh sakana, and by you it's a suffix sakana. You mechuyiv to put yourself in a suffix sakana to save a person from a vadeh sakana. As anybody says, it brings a guy Smaimini, and he says it's a svarim. He's a vadei sakana. You mechuyiv to be yourself in a suffix sakana to save someone from a vadei sakana. Mazak this man, Shulchan Aruch, he left it out. So the Maisa, the Paiskim, the Rif, the Rambam, the Rosh, the Tur, no one brings this Yushalmi. So Maisa says, we don't pass in that way. And Allah Allah Maisa, you're not mechuyiv to put yourself in a suffix sakana to save yourself from a vadei sakana. And as Eid Emerson state in the Mishneh Berurah, in Simin Shin Chavtes, Sivkat and Yates, he also brings this. And he brings halacha lemaisa like the Sma, that you're not mechuyiv to put yourself in a suffix sakana to save someone even from a vade sakana. And he brings what the Piskei Tshuva says at the end, that you have to be shaykel adav ehediv. You can't be too medactic about it. Kol medactic batz mekach seif adav bekach. You can't be too medactic if it's only a very small sakana, very small suffix, and by him it's mamash vadei. Then you got to err on the side of caution to save him. So the Piskei Tshuva there brings the Sefer Agudas Ezev, and it's also, he doesn't bring it, but it's also mamish the same thing in the Tshuva's Yad Eliyo Simen Mem Gimel, that they're bothered. If Yishalmi says that you're amachiv to put yourself in a suffix sakana to save a vadeh sakana, so what's the pshat that we don't paskin that way? Dav Zayin in the Bavli, it says not that way, but where does it say not that way in the Bavli? Hazakta Agudas Ezev in the Yad Eliyo and Agamara. Agamara says Reb Tarfon didn't want to save them because maybe they did kill and he'll be chayavtim reishu l'malchus, even though by him it's a suffix, right? By him it's a suffix. He doesn't know if they killed or not. And by them it's a vadai. So you see that you're not mechuyiv to put yourself in a suffix sakana to save someone from a vadai sakana. But even though yesh litchay slichayim, like they mentioned, because could be there they had an eitzah, like we said before from the Chavos Chaim. Maybe if they had no eitzah, so maybe it would be mechuyiv. That's what they say. But you see that they're learning up that on the tzad that they killed, there'll be a sakana for Reb Tarfon. On the tzad they didn't kill, it wouldn't be a sakana. So male, they bring the raya from there, that Reb Tarfon's not going into a suffix sakana to save them from a vadei sakana. And the hechatim is a little bit straight, like the Yaivitz asks. But the Hamak Shaila on the Shildis, it's the Shildis that the Taisus brings. It's the Shildis that's the end of Parsha Shalach. Simon Kuf test, the Hamak Shailas of Kutan Dalid, he says, Vakeret. He says, L'chayet of Pshanis, Tais also agrees to Rashi as an Isser. Now, Tais has a Rosh's Kasha, that Stamatzi Isser, if it wouldn't affect anyone, so there's no Din Leichish al Stamatzi Isser, because just the Kail, and you have a Cheskis Kashas. But the Pshan is that since he's putting himself into a Suffolk Sakana, on there, he has to be chayshish that maybe there's an issur, because he's going to get hurt. So male, that would stim very good. It answers the Ivan's kasha. It's the same sakana from either way. But the pshat is, if he knows for sure that they're innocent, so good. That's the halacha. You put yourself in a suffix sakana to save someone from a vadi sakana. That's your shalmi. But since the pshat is that it could be it's asafim to save him, So now, if Ibalda is going to affect him, he's going to get hurt if he's not lachash for the lashon hara. So then there's din of lamechish mibai. So tainin din itzim. So kum dais. Loimelvad that he doesn't mention this. Loimelvad that ibazai. So kum dais it's mashman that not only we don't have a raya tais as long as the rashi's yisaid, but l'chay we have a raya that tais also holds the rashi's yisaid. Because if you're going to say there's no isser to mimatzel or itzeh, what's the difference if they killed klap ishmai or not? Elamaitais also is an isser or kapanim. It's not a davar hagan to say for itzeh. Just that alone, you wouldn't listen to the lashon hara. But since it's a safek sakana, you do. But lachayr aibazai should be a raya from taisis and the rush and the shultis that there is a din that you put yourself in a safek sakana to save someone from a vadi sakana. Because on the side they didn't kill, Rabbi Taifun would put himself in a safek sakana to save them from a vadi sakana. So lachayr should have a raya from these rishayim azai. Zak the shultis is not mamish. Zak the haymik shaylam in the nitziv. It's not mamish raya because you could say Rabbi Taifun was doing with nimishir zedin. Because the meanest chasidus, Rabbi Taifun still wanted to save them. He didn't mind going into a safek sakana. But if the attacker were right slim, so then, since on the tzad the right slim, they're not allowed to save them, so Kabbalah is in the mechush to say maybe the right slim and don't put yourself in a suffer sakana. Otherwise, even though he's not mechuyev to put himself in a suffer sakana, but he's allowed to put himself in a suffer sakana to save them from the vadai sakana. So Mel, you don't have a raya against the psak of the sma and the mishnah berurah like we mentioned, that you're not mechuyev to put yourself in a suffer sakana to save someone from a vadai sakana.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.